Good afternoon and welcome back to another episode of Who Am I? I'm your host, Michael Mann.
What unites people? Armies, gold, flags, stories.
I just want to kick this off with, first of all, a big thank you to the women behind the scenes in this series, Cindy Mann and Emma Botting. Now, these two people, my two sisters, supporting each other in running this project, and we run our business together as well. And this is genuinely just such a delight to do. And actually, they were the ones that compiled the script and did the sound effects for last week's episode, and it really felt truly immersive. What a great episode, and I have to say it's probably one of our best. And what I want to do as well is I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's listening and everyone who's guessing and everyone who's messaging us to guess the answers. And it's really nice to know that people are listening to this and not necessarily feeling that they need to comment. However, this was a giveaway episode last week, and we did actually manage to find a winner. Now, this is a spoiler alert. If you don't want to find out who it is, then please do skip forward one whole minute. So the correct answer was Anne Frank. What an inspirational young lady whose life was unfortunately cut very short, you know, due to the happenings of World War II. And during the episode, we talked about her moving to Amsterdam because of the brewing of the war over and in Germany. She wanted to obviously be a writer, and her diary was her best friend. And she actually named her diary Kitty, which was named after her imaginary friend, you know, bless her soul. We talked about her obviously hiding in the annex at her father's workplace, and they could actually only speak during the night when everyone had actually finished work. They couldn't actually speak until that night time, and even when they heard a noise, they would all be very, very anxious about it. But luckily, she did meet someone called Peter there who was a young boy as well. She did end up having a fond relationship with him, so it's really nice to know that she managed to actually have someone she could actually speak to and rely to being a young lady. There was a couple of people who managed to get this right, but there was only one who genuinely commented. And I know you're listening, Amanda, but the truth is that the winner is Amanda Ruff. And honestly, we want to say a big congratulations to you and a big thank you to you as well, because we know you participate and you do love listening to this podcast. It's really amazing to see that people are really recognizing this podcast. And Amanda, if you could just send us a message on Facebook with your contact details and your address, and we'll send your prizes away to you as soon as possible. So a big congratulations to you, Amanda. A big thank you to you for listening and participating in the giveaway episodes. And we really look forward to hearing more of your guesses. Without further ado, I'm going to jump into this week's episode. And if you haven't already played this game and you haven't listened to any other episodes, and I do explain this in every episode, all you have to do is listen to the story, guess who it is, and comment on Facebook with your answer. There's some key things that you have to remember here. So I could be a fictional character or a non-fictional character. I could be young. I could be old. I could be male or a female. but basically, it means that I can be anyone. And don't let my voice distract you from that reality. So without further ado, I'm going to begin with this next episode. So best of luck to everyone and happy listening. And what we do advise is please do listen in headphones. If you feel like you don't understand the story, listen again and try to listen to all the clues, the sound effects and everything. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to create an experience where you put yourselves in their shoes. The sound effects, the script, everything really kind of blends in together, and it creates this experience that we want people to enjoy. So maybe if you have got headphones or earphones, pop them in, close your eyes and just let the story take you for a bit of a journey. So here we go. I was always a small, stringy boy. I remember the day I met her. I must have been about 10. I remember watching them swinging together. Playing together. Two girls competing over who can get the highest. I remember watching her jump off the swing so gracefully. And she landed so lightly. It was then that I realised they were actually sisters. She came closer. And I felt nervous she might actually see me. And then we ended up at school together. I'll always remember those words she said to me.
It's too late. I made excuses for you for years. None of my friends can understand why I even talk to you.
I didn't even know how to respond to that. I was so taken back. I thought she knew me, but as I heard her continue, I realised she doesn't. And I can't believe that our different friends, our different beliefs, our backgrounds would come between us like this.
You've chosen your way. I've chosen mine.
I remember the day that she died, how painful it was. Like a jolt to my heart. I remember peering through a haze of pain. My friend's words took a lifetime to reach me, even though he was right in front of me. I remember the promise I made that day. I would do anything for her. As I lie here dying, crying, my last thought is her. Who am I? So guys, how did it go? Did you manage to guess it? It's a little bit different. And if you listen to all the clues and everything like that, you may be able to suspect. I just obviously want to take this opportunity to once again thank everyone for listening. As I mentioned previously, if there's anything you missed, just skip back and listen again, you know, until you feel like you understand the story and how all the sound effects come together and what environment they're in and that sort of stuff. You know, just take all of that into account and that may help you to guess who this could be. If you did like listening, please do consider giving us a 5-star review on iTunes or subscribing us to Spotify, on Audioboom, on YouTube, whatever works for you. You know, every single bit really, truly does make us happy. And it's honestly, as I say, a humbling experience to know that so many of you are listening and engaging and enjoying what we're doing. And we wanted to ask for some of your feedback in terms of crimes, you know, UK crime in particular. Does anyone else have an interest in this? We're planning on doing something as a collective, me, Emma and Cindy. And we want to talk about crime, I guess, talk about UK crimes and in particular specific cases. And is there, I guess, any interest from you guys out there? If there is, let us know. We really be interested in understanding and we may do some monthly specials and see how it goes. But obviously, as I say, this is a really amazing experience for us and it's something that's a little bit different. You know, normally we're storytelling in videos or photography or animations, but this is really just genuinely telling stories. And it's increasing our skill in writing them, it's increasing our skill in analysing them, and it's really increasing our ability to condense stories into a short period of time. So really, this is a great experience, not only for us, but I guess, you know, a whole company as well. Yeah, as I say, a big thank you to everyone for listening. You know, we really appreciate it. And I hope that everyone can continue to listen and get as much joy as we do from it. So I wish everyone a great week. I know it's going to be ridiculously hot this week, so please do keep hydrated. And we'll catch up soon and deliver the next week's answer. But congratulations again to Amanda Ruff for guessing the correct answer. And please do get in touch to receive your prize. Thank you very much. Take care.
Armies,
gold,
flags, stories.